coming trash. And I am a pagan. And that's why this show is called Trash Opinions. Hello, hello, welcome to Trash Opinions, where we talk all things trash. I'm your host, Trash, and today we are talking about Survivor Nicaragua. One of my least favorite seasons. I really don't like this season. A lot of people consider it a good train wreck season, the way they view Gabon, but I would disagree with that completely. It's nowhere near the quality of Gabon. And we will get to that, but let's just get right on into it.
I don't feel like I connected very well with the people here. I was very busy, but some people talked at the camp, and I didn't feel like I got a lot of that. Nobody here that even knows my age. Not one person asked me.
I asked you.
No, that's one question I never asked anyone.
No, you never asked me.
I don't want to be asked.
You're not supposed to ask a woman her age.
How old are you?
48.
You look so young.
But I didn't want to come in and talk and drive people crazy because people don't like people who talk all the time. So I stayed pretty quiet. And that is not me. I have a nickname of Chatterbox.
All right, it is time to vote. Jane, you're up.
Can I say one thing? I would also like to tell the group, I think there's a lot that I can bring from my strength, my leadership. I could be very friendly, very honest, very funny, fun to be with, strong-willed, strong physically. People like to be my friend. People like to be with me. They trust me all the time. Trust is important. And I don't have any blisters on my feet, and that's what I said. That will help. Just a little thing I'd point out. I think that's about it.
I just want to make sure you get everything off your chest.
Wendy DeSchmidt-Koloff. I love Wendy Jo, and I wish she lasted longer, but there is no season where she's not the first boot. She's probably the worst Survivor player ever. She just does everything wrong. She was afraid of talking too much, so she instead just leaves conversations in the middle of them, but it's not her fault. Nobody asked her age. Wendy's adorable in that, oh, you sweet summer child kind of way. She even described herself as sheltered, and I believe it. She saves literally everything for the end, and we here at Trash Opinions love her for it. Wendy Jo is an icon, and she belongs in Q.
Hey, I'm gonna get this out of the way right now. You good?
I'm sure I've had a lot more beautiful girlfriends than you have, buddy.
You probably haven't, my brother, but good luck. Yeah, huh? Trust me, you haven't.
I'm 100%.
I know you haven't. Trust me.
I'd like you to try and see work your magic in New York.
New York's full of a bunch of gay people, yeah.
New York is full of gay people.
They got a lot of them, Jeff. More than they do in Louisiana.
Be quiet, dude. We're on the same team for the next 2-3 weeks.
Shannon Elkins. Fuck Shannon. I don't think anyone will disagree with that. Dude was set in a dominating alliance, faces a tiny smidgen of adversity, went apeshit, and got himself booted. A tale as old as time. Douchebags go to douchebag. Extra, extra, homophobe ruins his own game by being a massive tool. Nobody likes Shannon. He probably eats unseasoned chicken and parks in handicapped spots. He can go fuck himself, obviously. He might have inhaled too much poison from his pest control company, because it ruined his brain. I'm glad Jeff Probst shut him up at the reunion before he could go on another homophobic rant. Honestly, Ben Browning level of fuck you.
I'm Jimmy Johnson. I'm 66 years old, and I've won 2 collegiate national championships. I won 2 Super Bowls. What could top it off better than to win Survivor?
Jimmy Johnson.
I'm young at heart.
What the fuck was Jimmy Johnson doing on Survivor? I'm pretty sure he is by far the richest person to ever play Survivor. And if you don't know anything about American football, Jimmy Johnson is a legitimate celebrity. He won 2 Super Bowls as a coach for the Dallas Cowboys during the most dominant run in their team's history, which, if you're maybe outside of America, is the team with the largest market and fan base in the U.S. There are large groups of Cowboys fans scattered all over the country, which is uncommon for the NFL's fan bases, which usually stay local. He is in the Football Hall of Fame and has been working as a sports analyst and talking figurehead for Fox Sports for over two decades. The dude is as successful as you can get in the NFL, an institution where success means you make an absurd amount of money. What I'm saying is, he did not need to do this. He wanted to. And that's why Jimmy Johnson is kind of the man. I actually really enjoyed him for the short time he was on the show. He's a very charismatic and funny guy, which is why he's been on TV for a long time already. He's super fun, and it sucks he basically quits the game by admitting to the rest of the tribe that he's the weak link, which he really wasn't. I wish he lasted longer, but the fact that Jimmy fucking Johnson was on Survivor at all is pretty anomalous to begin with. Jimmy Johnson is for sure mildly entertaining.
I'm going to continue to ask to get a little action. I think I can contribute. I've coached basketball teams. I've coached same boat crews. I continue to coach children on a regular basis. I think I can be a leader in immunity challenges, and I'd like that opportunity.
So today, do you feel like you could have done something? You would have been more valuable somewhere else?
Probably not. I'm just looking for an opportunity to help this team win.
Jimmy Tarantino. Jimmy T tells you straight off the bat, hey, this guy looks like he tells people what to do. Hey, I don't like being told what to do. I'm Jimmy fucking T. Who the fuck you think you're talking to? Jimmy T, board leader. Just put him in, coach.
Wasting me back here, bro. You're wasting me.
He had a good feel.
No, but you're wasting me here.
Okay.
He just wants that approving head pat from daddy so bad.
I don't want to be leader.
What would you have done differently?
I'm not saying I would have done anything different or I could have won today. I just would have liked the opportunity. The question is, why aren't I getting a chance? Why is every time saying, hey, let me get a chance? No. Why is that?
Jimmy T is fucking hilarious and probably my favorite person on this god-awful cast. The fact that he thought Jimmy fucking Johnson would be intimidated by his natural leadership ability was absolutely hilarious, and so is the scene of him randomly singing American Girl by Tom Petty in the middle of the camp.
Back waves, passing on the beach, and for one desperate moment, hey, he crept back in a memory.
I want Jimmy T to be my weird uncle who comes over during Thanksgiving and gets way too drunk. Jimmy T is fucking awesome and one of my favorite types of where did they find this guy contestants. The fact that he survives two tribal council is a goddamn miracle. He's one of the most delusional guys ever put on the show.
I gotta say this, and I'm not gonna not be heard here.
Okay.
Okay,
alright.
I'm listening. Okay. I know. That sometimes stars blind people.
I'm totally with you.
I gotta calm down.
He makes Coach Wade seem reasonable. Jimmy T is my favorite part of the season, and it's not even close. He's going in love.
Holly keeps getting stranger and stranger, and every time she speaks, it becomes more evident that she's crazy. So I'm gonna keep one eye on her and one eye on my shoes.
Tyrone Davis. Tyrone is amazing. I fucking love Tyrone. It's a damn travesty all the best characters like him and Jimmy T get booted so early. Tyrone is raw and real in a hilarious way. He just doesn't care what people think, and I love him for that. I love how much of a fuss he makes about them killing the chicken, only to eat the biggest piece of the chicken anyway.
I mean, if that's what y'all want to do, I disagree with it, but it ain't about, yeah, because I think we're cutting down our egg production.
It seems like everybody wanted to eat the chicken, except for Tyrone.
If I had it my way, I'd say we keep the chicken, but we're going to kill one for immediate gratification. And after that, then we're going to be hungry again. But I'm not going to gangster it and just say, nah, that ain't happening, and it wouldn't be smart.
He stayed in the background because it wasn't his way, instead of pitching in, but as soon as it was time to eat the chicken, he was right there.
We had plenty of food for everybody, and everybody took a mediocre, regular-sized portion. Meanwhile, you have Tyrone in the corner just feasting, and it was very blatantly obvious that he had gotten more chicken than the rest of the tribe.
If you ask me, just kill the chicken. They rarely lay eggs, and even if they do, it's like one egg every couple days, right? Which to me ain't worth keeping the chickens over. You're feeding them. For what? Just eat the chickens and eat the chicken food. My vote will always go to eating the chickens. Like, why not? Anyway, Tyrone is great. I'm putting him in hilarious.
I want to say something to everyone.
So whoa, whoa, whoa.
Can we group?
Group meeting, hello, guys.
Got to know each other, so I think at this point I feel pretty comfortable with my team.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Right.
But so, wait, I'm confused.
Well, yeah.
Prosthetic. I knew it.
So I tried. Yeah, so.
All right. Now I am excited.
So I just cleaned my pants. I had a birth defect.
You are a rock star.
All right. All right.
I love it. I've always been fascinated on how those things work. Like, how do you tell it to move?
Kelly Bruno had one leg, and Nayaka wanted to do Quan Chi's fatality from Mortal Kombat 4 to her. The main thing I remember about Kelly is just how much Nayaka hated her, for no reason. I kind of felt bad for her, but she really didn't do anything. She's going in meh.
You know, sometimes the silence is a little bit more powerful than speaking, and it's a social game, too. And I know JT appears verbally to be so secure, but he's insecure.
Eve Rojas. The most who person on this cast. She's seen as a strategic threat for some reason and is voted out. Most likely to preserve original LaFleur numbers, honestly. She left no impact on me. Meh.
Jill lands her first ring and a second ring.
Got it, Jill.
Jill and Holly both right, with on, two. Holly. One ring left. Jill wins Feast for LaFleur.
Jill Bim. Jill was swap screwed and she aligned with Marty from the start. She somehow survives the Kelly Bruno vote only to get voted out next instead of Marty. She was somewhat strategic, but she really didn't have any real agency outside of just going along with Marty. Jill is like the, oh yeah, her, but you never remember anything about her type character. She was a decent player, but a nothing character. I mean, she existed more as an extension of Marty, if anything. I'm putting her in meh.
So, I've been talking to everybody, and it looks like we have 6 people to vote for Marty. We need one more. And that'll be 7. I mean, obviously, everyone wants Marty gone. It's just, is it going to be me or him first? And I think it should be him first.
It should be Nayanka first.
Well, you guys wanted to be strategic about it. It would make sense
see,
to get rid
this
of
is why team. Everybody wants you off, is because you're dangerous. And you'll go, like, to every
single... No, because I played this
you'll
game
to...
smart.
Alina Wilson. Alina was there. She was originally Kelly Bruno's BFF until she was voted out. But then Alina tried aligning herself with Nayanka, but Nayanka decided she didn't like Alina. Because she's Nayanka. Alina thought she had the numbers, but she didn't. Nobody on her season seemed to really like her, it seemed. Except for Kelly Bruno. Neither do I. Put it on me.
JT is delusional. He has no idea. He suffers from both paranoia and from delusions of grandeur. Anybody that calls out Jimmy Johnson and says that Jimmy Johnson might be insecure because of Jimmy T's leadership capabilities has got some issues going on.
Marty Piombo. Party Marty's strategy of just letting Jimmy T think he's awesome is hilarious.
I mean, all you gotta do with Jimmy T is give him just a little bit of rope. That's all he needs, and he'll hang himself from the nearest branch.
Marty's fun. He's the main character of the older tribe until his boot, for a good reason. He's strategic and funny, and the fact that he did not play his idol despite being a boot so obvious he might as well be halfway out the door, and it worked out for him, was absolutely incredible to watch. It's such an underrated read, it was brilliant. Anyone else would have just wasted their idol. Marty tricking Fabio into thinking he was a chess wizard was also pretty great.
Dude, I have not told anybody this, not even on my own tribe, but I am a grandmaster in chess. And have you ever heard of Guillermo Vila before? Have you ever
heard that man. Name? All I've heard of is Bobby Fischer.
Okay, well, Guillermo Vila is an Argentine grandmaster. When I was a kid, beat him twice.
Actually, I'm not a grandmaster in chess. And the Argentine grandmaster of all time, Guillermo Vilas. He's one of the greatest tennis players of all time, but clearly has nothing to do with chess. So I could pull anything out of the 70s on these guys, and they wouldn't know what's going on.
I'm surprised Marty's never come back. He seems like a Jonathan Penner type character Jeff would love having back on.
And Sash, you know, I think you're a cerebral player. Chase, that means smart, but anyway, I think
that,
you've been a...
Anyway, he's going in entertaining.
Even though we're all called LaFleur, it's still younger tribe and older tribe. Well, actually, it's younger tribe plus Jane.
Brenda Lowe. I really do not understand the fan base behind Brenda. People fucking love her, and I just think she's okay. I think the fandom just thinks she's hot. I mean, she is the only decently remarkable player in a season full of the most unremarkable players you could imagine, but all she did was not totally suck. But because she was actually competent strategically, she had to go. Watching her yell stop when she was almost being drowned in that medieval torture device, they called it a immunity challenge, was absolutely terrifying. I would never be on that wheel in a million fucking years. I will also say the way she screams after she finds the jar of cookies is absolutely hilarious. She's like a little kid. There's definitely things to like about Brenda, but I just don't understand how she is the one person they chose to be a returnee from this cast, but whatever. I'll at least put her in cute.
I'm stealing equipment to make tortillas, and I'm taking fruit. I've taken bowls and taken spoons.
It tastes better when you're stealing it. It's like a sweet victory.
Nyanka Mixon. Man, she hates Kelly Bruno's one leg. Absolutely hates it.
Push you so hard that damn leg will fly off. Screw your leg. Screw your leg. Keep it away from the fire.
Nyanka is probably the most polarizing character in the entire show. You either hate her or you think she's amazing television. I'm somewhere in the middle where I think some of the things she says are absolutely deplorable, but she's also one of the few interesting characters in this entire merge.
You a little complicated?
Me? No? Am I?
I mostly just feel bad for her. She clearly harbors a ton of anger. Towards who, I have no idea, but everyone feels the wrath of Nyanka. She gets possibly the most negative edit in the history of the entire show. And whether or not she was actually that awful has been a debated subject. Some theorize it's because of her quitting she got this bad of an edit. However, I will say the people who called her job trying to get her fired really needed to get a life. Like, seriously, if you're going to call someone's job over you being mad about a reality TV show, you need to touch some grass. But she's kind of hilarious in how evil she is portrayed. Like, she's just so nasty all the time, and it's hilarious how mad she will get at someone seemingly at the drop of a dime. She literally decides she's going to quit and has a chance to give up her reward for the benefit of the rest of the tribe, but she doesn't. And even though she's leaving right after it, it's almost cartoonish. When Nyanka starts talking, it just doesn't stop coming out, and it just becomes this avalanche of stream of consciousness, anger, and denial. She's definitely a fascinating character, to say the least. Her hatred of Fabio's dumb antics comes out of nowhere, and the fact that she voted for him to win afterwards was just wild.
So you don't like Fabio?
Nope.
What happened to this?
Every time I said something to him, he had something smart to say, like I'm dumb. And I'm not afraid to say how I feel about Fabio. Fabio, I don't like you.
Okay. Fabio, she don't like you.
That attitude has been present the whole time. And I have tried to keep it cool, but it's obviously hard to do that.
He don't try hard enough.
Nay is overly hated. How terrible Jeff was to her when Purple Kelly basically gets off scot-free was frankly kind of disgusting, and it made me start to feel sympathy for the devil. Yeah, she's a jerk, but she's still a person. That all being said, I still don't actually enjoy watching her on my screen. Nyanka's just a very unpleasant person more often than not. I find myself disliking her a lot more than I find myself liking her. She's just plain cruel and mean and does not have a lot of redeeming qualities. I think she belongs in annoying. I know, shocker, right? For once, I don't like a train wreck character.
Why did Nate take him aside? On a volcano.
You never talk, really.
I know. It's kind of funny, huh?
Weird.
Purple Kelly Shin. I had more to my write-up, but it was cut out in the edit. But at least she got to milk her own milk.
Reward was for a horseback ride and breakfast, and you get to milk your own milk, I guess.
I don't know if that makes sense. You get to milk your own milk, and that sounds amazing.
It's wild that for somebody so insignificant, her legacy forever continued through the term The Purple Edit. It's almost impressive. She was cold because all production gave her was a pink bikini, which is why she wore Fabio's jacket the entire time, and then she quit. She just had nothing left to suck.
I've been sucking it up for 28 days. I have nothing left to suck.
See, I literally just covered all of her content with this review. That's how little of it she got. Meh.
Benry makes the best move of the challenge for the yellow team with the ceremonial loser dismount.
Benjamin Benry Henry. I think that may be Benry's only claim to fame, that amazing Jeff quote. Also calling Alita a dirt squirrel.
You are a 100% grade A dirt squirrel, and it's time for you to go home.
That's low-key one of my favorite Survivor insults. But other than that, who the hell even was Benry? Meh.
They think I'm some middle-aged housewife that tootles around the house all day long. They're in for a big surprise. I just don't think there's anything I can't do. Where there's smoke, there'll be fire. And the fact that I lost my husband in 09, it means I wouldn't have to work as hard as I do.
Jane Bright. Jane's a badass granny, and that much can be respected. What I don't respect is her giant hate boner for Marty and how annoying she can be. Like, she calls Marty evil and diabolical. Like, chill, lady. Marty never did anything to you. But then Jane can be cool and badass.
Oh, fire! Woo! Gotta keep it going, guys! I'm here.
Jane, you rock.
Is that friction or glasses?
Glasses, honey.
Killer. Yes. Like I said, those
guys gave up. Read glasses.
Yeah. They gave up the medallion, and what did they get?
Jane started the fire literally within half an hour.
Jane balances out to just being okay most of the time. Entertaining enough to be memorable, but I could do without ever seeing Jane again. Her stealing the fire embers to eat by herself and not have to share the food she caught is a good example of her being a badass, but an unlikable badass. How she won the fan favorite vote perplexed me, but I guess the casuals really liked her. I respect her and I roll my eyes at her at the same time, if that makes sense. She will have a confessional that makes you respect her as a boss-ass lady one minute, and then be totally sexist towards Brenda the next. She just kind of takes the title of the entitled provider, much like Ozzy throughout most of the season.
The wrath of Jane will break out tonight. God, I put it out.
And it's annoying. It's not as bad as with Ozzy, though. At least Jane wasn't throwing away fruit into the woods so nobody could have it. So it's not like Jane really belongs in annoying or anything like that. I do have a soft spot for her. I did feel really bad for her when Fabio, Sash, and Benry killed the chicken without her being there.
They didn't have to eat them. I mean, they got enough rice here for 20 days, probably. I did love my chicken, but didn't have to eat it. So I made her a little memorial over there, made her a little cross, made a little heart shape out of the little shells from the hermit crabs that I made, and told her a little prayer and cried over her and went down to the beach and was sad for a little bit, and you know, I knew it was going to happen, but had I not won that reward challenge, I was going to take her down in the woods and run with her and hide.
I would have never wanted to find myself getting attached to the chickens on Survivor, but I can totally see it happening, though. I would just actively avoid it. She then pours water on the fire like a petulant child, and it's like, oh, geez, never mind, fuck Jane. I'm going to put this good old southern gal into the bottom part of mildly entertaining. I think that's fair.
You know, there aren't any zip lines in Brooklyn. If there are, you're a burglar.
Dan Lembo. How the hell did Dan Lembo make it all the way to fifth? Guy is just so old school Italian to the core and just coasts to the end just because nobody looks at him as any sort of threat. Dan can be hilarious. Him styling his hair into a mohawk and then a pompadour was so funny.
Dan, go to the chat tomorrow.
It'll be so intimidating.
Yeah, just do it.
Mohawk. There you go.
Say Dan with a new headdo.
That's amazing.
He's such a serious guy, but has this goofball uncle energy to him that I just find endearing. Him sitting on the giant chair during the reward challenge in episode 12 and swinging his legs almost made me spit up my drink. Dan is one of the only characters to make it this far that I look at fondly, but I still can't say he's an all-time great character or anything. Underrated for sure, but he's mostly just there. I do love how he roasts everyone during his vote out confessional at that final tribal council.
I switched my vote tonight to Chase to tell him how much I dislike the guy. I want nothing to do with you. Holly, you're a crook. You stole my shoes. They ought to cut your damn hands off. Sash, you're just like a whining little girl. And you're a liar. I wish them the worst, and I can't wait to cast my vote. Sash, I think you're a liar. I think you're a phony.
Hey! This guy's a great big phony!
You said things to me, and you never lived up to them. I think you're spineless. And I hate that smile, and I think if I was you, I'd go to the doctor tomorrow and get that eyes fixed so you stop doing the wink. Chase, you were the most paranoid player in this entire game, okay? Whether you care or not, there's a lot of people bleeding here because of you. A lot of people bleeding here. You backstabbed everybody. You backstabbed me. You backstabbed Jane. Jane, who was your right-hand person. When it came to you, she was gone. So you really let people down. You let me down. Tremendously.
This is Survivor, Dan.
But I'm going to tell you something, okay? Beauty fades. Dumb is forever.
Despite being totally purpled, he's still going into mildly entertaining.
My daughters wanted to quit cross-country. I said, absolutely not. You started, you're finishing. They ended up being state champions that year. You need to seriously think about what you're doing.
I will. Holly Hoffman. Holly flipping out over the snails and then burying Dan's shoes in the ocean just shows you how out of her mind she is.
I don't think they realized that I was watching them. And Dan, who's making fun of me, that gets under my skin. I think the best way for me to handle the situation with Dan is to try to find a way to release my anger. So let's just fill his shoes up and then put them somewhere. I've been too nice up to this point, but the game has just begun. Hey, back. I took your shoes out of your bag, filled them with sand, and I put them in the water.
She has this Kathy arc of starting out as a crazy blonde lady and ends up getting in with the dominating alliance. I don't think she had any real chance of winning, no matter what alliance she got to the end with, however. She's kind of like the crazy mom, but she has chops as a player. I don't think she's quite great, though. She lasts a long time, and I still have trouble finding things to say about her. I guess mildly entertaining.
If we have each other's backs, then why not go to the end?
For sure.
But I've been making end agreements with everyone.
I think it'd be great if we just kind of watch out for each other's backs.
You know, I would think that we're top four. I'd love to go all the way to the end. I see us moving, you and I personally, moving much further along in the game together.
Let's face it, Butters. This is really about you and me getting Xboxes. The rest are simply there to help us get through those doors.
Sash Lenihan. Sash is the most obvious liar I've ever seen. The dude stutters like Porky Pig whenever he's trying to cover his ass with his bullshit.
You know, I just want to hear your game plan and your strategy.
Well, in other words, what you're saying is that you might side with them.
Honestly, none of you have come really forward and told me your game plan yet.
Sash is a total dud. I don't think he's interesting at all, yet he's one of the few strategic people on the season, but he's just such a chode the entire time. I would put him on the same level as Albert a few seasons from now with a guy who just got to the end without us ever really knowing a thing about them. There are the rumors that the jury wasn't allowed to vote for him, but other than that, the dude's just not interesting at all. He is squarely in meh. This is such a wet fart.
Dad, he's always my very best friend. I'm standing here just too much past, and I'm talking to his stone.
Singing and songwriting for me is therapy. I started writing songs about a month and a half after my dad died. I think that was the first time, you know, I've shared some of my music with my tribe mates. And I'm just trying to be the guy that everyone kind of likes and try to get along with everyone.
Chase Rice. And yeah, if your ears perked up hearing that, it is that Chase Rice. I find it funny that on a season with the most famous person ever on Survivor in Jimmy Johnson, it also has the person who became the biggest celebrity to come from Survivor. It's a shame he's such a fucking dud, though. Even though he almost won, he should have won, and I would have voted for him. But hey, in the end, he didn't need the million. He was destined to be a super famous country star, yee-yee. I have never heard his music in my life, but the guy has a great voice. I'm sure he's very good if you're into country. But I'm not. Chase laughing like a dumbass during Gulliver's Travels. Jesus. Made me giggle, though.
Jackpot. So fat.
He's fat! Chase is just such a wet fart of a character. The guy has just no personality. His daddy died and he make music. The end. Meh.
Pee real quick.
Fabio, what are you doing right now?
I'm getting on the pedestal, Joe.
What were you doing?
I'm using the restroom.
Aww. Pee in the pool.
The water's so dirty anyways. Look at it. I mean, doesn't everybody pee in the pool?
I don't know. Does everybody pee in the pool?
No.
Judd Fabio Berza. This is where I learned that not everyone pees in the pool. Fabio is such an airhead, and having a pothead winner is kind of cool in a way. Him peeing in the pool was pretty hilarious. I mean, he's for sure one of the worst winners. Like, it's not even a question he's bottom tier as hell. But I don't know. I kind of like Fabio, even though I do take off major points for being nothing in what I look for in a winner.
Fabio, you go get it.
Alright. The name Fabio, man. I didn't even realize I was being called that at first.
You know what? I'm gonna go help Fabio out.
Yeah, do that. He needs it.
Dude is an idiot. Damn.
Fabio, like, rides a white horse and does butter commercials and is kind of a cheeseball. Whatever. Dude, I don't care what they call me. I'm gonna win
$1 million.
So, I guess my nickname's Fabio.
If he was booted sixth or something, I'd probably be like, yeah, that dude wears my car, dude. I love that guy. But being he won, it's like, this guy won? It's a different standard, you know? He's not someone I look back on fondly. It's more of an embarrassment. It's more proof the game is flawed or something like that. It's a very Bob Crowley win. But even Bob Crowley was able to survive a few rounds without having immunity. But I also think, unlike Bob, Fabio had a great personality. He's just a loud goofball and constantly hurts himself.
Blonde hair kid. The one that looks like Fabio. Dude, he's just retarded.
Like, he's definitely a likable winner, just not a good one at all. He had no strategic acumen whatsoever on every single vote. He had no idea what was going on. He's even on the outs on the Shannon vote. And he just votes wrong so many times. It's kind of like watching an Ashton Kutcher character derp their way into $1 million. Chase winning would have been boring, but at least it would have made sense. Fabio is fine enough, and he's definitely not meh, but he's at least mildly entertaining, I guess. I'll put him there. Nicaragua is like Gabon, but worse. It suffers from following a god-tier season, since the strategy is basically non-existent. It has its fans, but I think after the merge, the season just sucks. Original Espada was great, but LaFleur was just the Nyanka show. Nobody else on LaFleur really hit. It has that All-Stars and Marquesas problem where the entire post-merge is just Depression Survivor, where the weather sucks and everyone's miserable and nobody's being fun. It has its chaotic fun moments, but it's mostly unremarkable. It's barely a footnote in the history of Survivor. The same cannot be said about our next season, though, which is Survivor Redemption Island. Granted, not saying it's a quality season, but at least it's remarkable for a reason. and we should be getting to that soon, hopefully enough. Thank you so much for watching. If you've made it this far, you are amazing, and I appreciate you so much. And hopefully I will see you in Redemption Island. Goodbye.
Waits you at the finish. Dan has opted to